With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Not long after the publication of his acclaimed 1981 novel, The White Hotel, English writer D.M. Thomas was invited to teach for a semester at American University in Washington.
I couldn't stand it and left after 4 days because I started looking at my face in the mirror in the morning and thinking, who are you really? Are you the writer with that typewriter at home, or are you a media figure?
The publication of The White Hotel did indeed change the life of D.M. Thomas.
Magazines like Time and Newsweek were actually sending up photographers from London all the way to Hereford to photograph me. You know, I couldn't believe this. And I was half amused by it and half flattered, of course.
Thomas says he's been saved from the media world by living remotely in England.
I'm not a part of the London literary scene. I lived in Hereford on the Welsh borders when I wrote The White Hotel, and I now live in Cornwall, where I was born and grew up.
The White Hotel is the story of a patient of Sigmund Freud, a woman torn by hysteria and hallucination who dies at the hands of the Nazis at a place called Babi Yar. D.M. Thomas writes of how The White Hotel came to be in a new memoir called Memories and Hallucinations. Much of the book deals with conversations between Thomas and his analyst, and Thomas says he has no regrets about undergoing therapy.
I found mine helpful. Not so much for what it revealed about myself, but simply to talk to an intelligent and objective person about your problems.
D.M. Thomas, who tells of his childhood, family, and life as a writer in Memories and Hallucinations, published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist and poet D.M. Thomas, author of The White Hotel, writes about his family, his childhood, and his work as a writer in a new memoir. In the book, Memories and Hallucinations, Thomas is also candid about elements of his sex life.
There is a certain hypocrisy that people love gossip and scandal and...
Well, you've given them fuel for it.
Well, yes, all right, you can say, rightly perhaps, that I have laid myself open to attack. Yes, I accept that.
D.M. Thomas does not see Memories and Hallucinations as a self-portrait.
The interest might be to those who like literature, who are interested in books and how books come to be made and how the life of a writer feeds into his work and vice versa, how the work can influence the life.
D.M. Thomas was born in Cornwall, England in 1935. After serving in the army, Thomas was in training to become a teacher when he saw a girl who had been injured in a street accident.
I just had a kind of shivery feeling that I wanted to go back to my room and write a poem about my feelings seeing that accident. On that day, I knew that, above all, I wanted to be a writer.
A poet. And in fact, The White Hotel started as a poem.
I always felt when I was writing poetry that it was a bit like being a geologist looking for oil fields. You can tap a source of great energy which can produce many poems.
D.M. Thomas, author of some 15 books of fiction and poetry. His memoir, Memories and Hallucinations, was published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. While English writer D.M. Thomas has composed some 15 books of poetry, prose, and fiction, including his latest, a memoir called Memories and Hallucinations, he will long be celebrated for his novel, The White Hotel. Thomas says The White Hotel came about because of his preoccupation with Sigmund Freud.
I wrote a couple of poems about Freud, and in one of them there occurred a figure of a woman, and all I knew about her was that she was in a black and white striped dress, and she was in a train on the way to an assignation.
Later, Thomas read an account of the Nazi massacre of innocents at Babi Yar.
There were so many coincidences between the poem I had written and what happened at Babi Yar that I thought it was really amazing. And suddenly it clicked that here was a novel which would begin with a woman's hysterical outpourings and would end with a kind of real hallucination of evil.
While The White Hotel has been read around the world, there are places where it is not available.
It is very hard, or has been very hard, up to now to get it into Eastern Europe. I know that the poet Voznesensky had his copy of The White Hotel seized at the borders in Soviet Union.
That D.M. Thomas is fascinated by Russia is reflected in a trilogy of novels, Ararat, Swallow, and Sphinx, in which his heroes and heroines are often Russian poets.
I saw people like, say, Yevtushenko in the 70s as bridging the two worlds, East and West.
D.M. Thomas, his memoir, Memories and Hallucinations, was published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.